time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 14 people are dead and more than 100 injured after a van rammed into pedestrians on a popular tourist street, Las Ramblas, in Barcelona Thursday afternoon. Police say they broke up a related second attack in the nearby seaside resort of Cambrils several hours later, fatally shooting five men who were hitting pedestrians. Las Ramblas reopened Friday morning in a show of defiance. Following the Barcelona attack and before all the facts were known, Trump tweeted condemning the violence and calling it a terror attack. He then sent out another tweet, reviving a debunked legend about General Pershing stopping Muslim rebels. Fox News' Shepard Smith explains.
Authorities are still working this as a crime scene and treating this as a terrorist attack. The president has tweeted on this again. Study what General Pershing of the United States did to terrorists when caught. There was no more radical Islamic terror for 35 years. Well, that's what the president's tweeted, which, you know, helpful, I don't know. U.S. General John J. Pershing did not effectively discourage Muslim terrorists in the Philippines by killing them and burying their bodies along with those of pigs. Quoting now, they let the 50th man go, and for the next 42 years, there was not a single Muslim extremist attack anywhere in the world. Of course, the problem with this is it isn't true. So the president has said, watch what General Pershing did to try to discourage Muslim terrorists, and the premise on which he's speaking is false by Snopes. It's just not what happened. But there's the presidential input for the day.
Here at home, more prominent Republicans are openly questioning Donald Trump's competency and moral leadership as the president digs deeper into the racially charged debate over Confederate memorials. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, a Trump supporter who was reportedly being considered for Secretary of State, delivered a harsh condemnation.
The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful. And we need for him to be successful. Our nation needs for him to be successful. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. We need for our president. The world needs our president to be successful.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the only African-American Republican in the U.S. Senate, told Vice News that Trump's moral authority is compromised.
What we want to see from our president is clarity and moral authority, and that moral authority is compromised when Tuesday happens. There's no question about that. We should all call that on the carpet.
So does the president have moral authority now?
I think he has it. He's losing a part of it.
He has it? You think so?
Absolutely. We elected him as president, so there's no question that we gave him moral authority. The problem is that in this situation of the last 3 or 4 days, what we've seen is that moral authority being compromised by the lack of clarity, by what we have seen as the pivot backwards.
Trump is obviously seeking to shift the focus of the news coverage from the subject of white supremacists, Nazis, and the KKK to the future of the Confederate statues.
President Trump is having a historically bad week, which he kept going strong with a string of combative tweets this morning. He attacked Republican senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake. He bragged about all the jobs he claims he created, and once again took the wrong side on Charlottesville. He wrote, "Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments. You can't change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next? Washington, Jefferson, so foolish. Also, the beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed and never able to be comparably replaced." And I have to admit, I do have to say, he makes one good point. If we're going to start taking down every monument that pays tribute to racists, we should probably take down every building with the name Trump on it, you know?
Senator Cory Booker plans legislation that would remove the Capitol statues celebrating supporters of the slave era. In a statement, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, "If Republicans are serious about rejecting white supremacy, I call upon Speaker Ryan to join Democrats to remove the Confederate statues from the Capitol immediately." Although it's difficult to find humor in this situation, SNL's Weekend Update did on Thursday night when University of Virginia graduate Tina Fey showed she copes by stress-eating sheet cake.
Where's Paul Ryan in all this, right? You're supposed to be like the cool young congressman, but you don't know how to at somebody on Twitter? Boom. Racism is bad. At real Donald Trump, you pussy. And then Donnie Johnny says we need to defend our country's beautiful Confederate monuments when you know he would take them down in a second if he thought he could build a bunch of poorly constructed condos on the spot. Tell her, okay? And then your family says, oh, you mom, you need to calm down. And then you start to feel powerless. And that is when you need to dip a grilled cheese into the cake.
And you're going to stay till like the whole cake is gone, or?
In conclusion, I really want to say, to encourage all good, sane Americans to treat these rallies this weekend like the opening of a thoughtful movie with two female leads. Don't show up. Let these morons scream into the empty air. I got
good. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.